listeners, and Happy New Year! Yay! Because by the time all of you hear this, it will be after the New Year.
It's already after the New Year. Yay!
Yeah, but we do wish all of our listeners, and our watchers for that matter, because we're both video and audio, a very Happy New Year full of health and wealth and many cosplay projects. But not too many.
Not too many.
We don't want people to fall over overloaded with cosplay projects. Unlike somebody I know who spends all of their time madly sewing and can't have a life.
Hey, I got a new sewing machine, so that's making it, like, take half the time that it used to.
Which is a good thing, and I'm sure that we will have much time for you to love on your new sewing machine.
I loved it. I want to rub up against it.
All right, but first we should, like everybody else, address 2012, which we actually just finished. Hallelujah, we're done with 2012. Oh.
It's like head desk. Man, the last month was just so brutal.
2012 started fantastically and just kind of ended with a squelch in the mud. I can't think of a greater way of saying that. It just kind of went...
Yeah. It pooed it on us. I mean...
Well, we know that 2012 started with CosPod.
Right.
Because we started January 14th with our first episode with CosPod. And, oh my gosh, we're a year old.
We've been doing this long enough. Yay!
I didn't think we'd still be doing this after 6. I thought we would have absolutely no listeners.
Yeah.
People would just look at us and go, eh. And we would have stopped after 6 months. I seriously thought that.
Because we're not like hot cosplay people. Oh my god, well, sexy cosplay.
We don't have to be famous. Heaven knows I'm certainly not hot. I'm not wearing any makeup right now. I've been outside washing my bike, my motorcycle, my car. No, don't need it. So, no, I don't care that I'm not hot, quite frankly. But we don't have to be, because we know what we're doing, and that's the important thing, and we know how to show everybody else what we're doing, which is the other important thing.
We know what we're doing most of the time. Sometimes we're just big dorks about it.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, we don't know everything. We know enough. We don't know everything.
I didn't say we know everything. I said we know what we're doing.
Yes.
So when we're doing it, we know what we're doing.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. When we're big dorks about it.
That's okay.
I think that makes us more enjoyable, because we're just ourselves.
We have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And I admit that we've definitely, looking back on our first episode, we've definitely gotten better at what we're doing.
Oh my god. I was watching it yesterday.
I don't even want to go back and watch our first episodes. Not that I don't want listeners to go and listen to us, and everybody usually starts at episode one. But, wow. I feel like I was such a goober.
And we are goobers.
One and two. And it was a lot more stiff now that we're kind of more of improvising our episodes instead of doing things like script. Like
I told you it'd be better.
I'm very type A. I'm very
I know you are.
Organized so that, you know, when I have the brain freeze that I know I'm going to have later, then I have something to fall back on.
I know. I'm fully aware of this. You guys should see how she plans out her panel. She's got like a binder of... She's got like a 5-inch 3-ring binder. It was all of her notes.
It's a 1-inch 3-ring binder. Thank you very
much. It did not look like a 1-inch. It looked like a 5-inch.
It was a 1-inch. The only reason that it looked so big is because when I go to conventions, I also print off my schedule so that I know where the heck I'm supposed to be when. I print off... usually some sort of guide to like what restaurants are in the area, so I know where to go if I feel like eating something and I don't have, you know, access to my hotel room immediately. And then I print off, I always teach 3 or 4 panels every year, so I print off the presentation, which is basically shorthand notes, they're little bullet points, so that I know what the heck I'm supposed to be saying, because, you know, it's really hard to remember every little thing in an hour presentation, especially when you're actually supposed to be showing them stuff. So
you know how few panelists do that?
Yes, I do.
It seems like you and I are the only ones that I really know of that take the time to print out our notes.
Well, also bear in mind that for the listeners who don't know, I have undergone formal teacher training. I held a teaching certificate, you know, in the state of Texas. I was a public teacher, or at least I could have been. Long story short. And so I'm used to having to teach. I'm used to having to give presentations. And, you know, it's basically writing up lesson plans is all it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very accustomed to being, you know, that sort of organized just because that's my training. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. That's just how I am. I'm very type A, and I know that. But then again, it also makes for fairly smooth, fairly informative panels. So,
mm-hmm. My logic is technology always breaks. Don't rely
Speaking
on technology.
Of 2012, we both taught panels in 2012.
We taught a lot. We got them all up on our YouTubes, too. So.
Yeah, for those who would like to watch, it's if you want to put up the address, it's youtube.com/user/costpodcast. And you can see all of the panels that we've taught along with all the other panels we filmed over 2012. And there's some really good panels in there.
We got a lot of good stuff.
I have to say my favorite panel from 2012 was the Crossplay 101 from Anime Fest.
The one that I couldn't see.
Yes. It was hilarious. It was informative. It was very well done. They knew what they were doing. They actually demoed a lot of things there in front of you. And, you know, I almost didn't see that panel because I had somehow left my badge up in the hotel room. And, of course, at Anime Fest, to get into everything, they were scanning those little RFID tags, so you had to have your badge.
Hate that badge.
Plus, my badge said press on it, which was kind of a necessity for me to sit up in the front so I could film it.
Right.
So, at that point, I was so tired. I think it was 8 o'clock on a Sunday night.
I think.
And I was just like, screw this. I am not running. I mean, there's going to be lines for the elevators. I'd have to run all the way back up because I was in the North Tower, so I wasn't in the convention center. But I ran back up. I got it. There were no lines in the elevator. Nobody else was in the elevator with me. Got everything, raced back down, still made it in time for the panel before it started. I have never been so glad that I did because it was so worth it. That was definitely my favorite panel. So props, you know, to the panelists who did Crossplay 101 at Anime Fest.
Which I didn't see.
Did you have a favorite panel?
You know, my favorite one is the one where you didn't go with me because you couldn't come with me. It was at Fanime. It was the only freaking panel I could get into, and I was happy because it was the only one I really cared about seeing, and it was about fabric paint and fabric dye, which, because I'm like, for lack of a better word, I'm a whore for paint and dye. If I can paint it, if I can dye it, I will do it. I don't care. So it was really cool to have someone else teach the subject, and I actually learned some new stuff from her, and it was just really, really cool and interesting.
I definitely highly encourage people that have these sorts of skills, please do go to your local convention and teach a panel on it. Even if it's just a half hour, a lot of conventions will let you teach just a half hour panel. You don't have to be as OCD as me. You don't have to go in with a binder full of stuff to teach a panel. You can seriously just stand up there and lecture about what you know how to do. Or you can make up your own PowerPoint presentation, just plug in the computer and hit play. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but no one's going to learn these skills unless someone goes out to teach them. And even if one person teaches them, that doesn't mean that, you know, one size fits all.
Right.
It can be really helpful to have two and three people teach the same thing because they'll teach it different ways.
It's a lot of fun, too. I think people get nervous that it's, you know, oh, my goodness, I have to stand in front of all these people, and I don't know if I know what I'm talking about. Trust me, you'd be surprised that there are, like, a billion different ways to teach someone how to sew. So there is no one wrong way other than sewing through your finger. There really is no one wrong way. Everybody can teach.
Well, at the same time, if for some reason you don't feel comfortable teaching at large conventions, like, I admit I still get a little nervous teaching at ACON. Just because it's so big.
And they pack your room.
My panels end up having like 200 people in them.
You're going to get one of the big rooms this time.
I'm not joking. They actually go in and they count all the people, and very few people ever leave my panel. So it's like, you guys came to see me? What? I ramble. But no, I end up teaching to very large panel rooms, so it still does get kind of
It's going to be
nerve-wracking.
Even bigger this year. I mean, think about the Anatole.
I know.
You're there.
Don't tell me these things. I don't want to think about teaching 300 or 400 people in a ballroom.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah. This is why I'm having guest hosts on one of my panels. No, but
we'll
if you
have meat here too, no worries.
If you don't, if you don't want to teach a large convention like ACON, you can always go to a smaller convention like ALCON, or IKICON, or KatsuCon, and teach there.
KatsuCon, small? What crack are you
smoking? Compared to ACON,
compared to
small.
ACON, yes.
That is how I'm referencing this. I am referencing this to ACON.
Okay, that's fine.
So, you know, go to your local convention and teach there where there's like 30 people on a panel.
Right.
You're probably still going to get a little bit nervous, but it's a lot different feel to have 30 people in a room than 300, believe me.
It also helps you kind of work out the bugs, too, because that's how I started. I did mine at smaller conventions first, and then I worked my way up. So I kind of knew, okay, I'll drop this segment this time, but I'll add more on this segment next time. So.
Yeah, because we both teach our same panels over and over again,
mm-hmm.
and you get better at it as you go. Speaking of conventions, did you have a favorite of 2012?
I don't know.
Because you went to a lot more conventions than me. I went to 3.
Yeah, and I lost count how many I went to.
Although of those, ACON is almost always my favorite, so.
ACON was good this year. I think in terms of hanging out and just being with people, probably Fanime. Even though I thought the convention itself was really horribly run this year, and I think construction did not help at all. They literally ripped apart. They ripped apart the entire front area, and there used to be this beautiful, beautiful fountain that people would take pictures at, and they would have all the cosplay gatherings. Yeah, they completely ripped it out. So, like, the entire front entrance of the convention center was gone, replaced with really ugly rocks.
See, probably my favorite moment this year was when we did the Slayers photo shoot.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
You're such dorks. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that was kind of the point.
Yeah, I mean, it worked.
You know, it's a corny series to begin with, and when you're doing photo shoots in character, sometimes a little dorkiness is called for.
We need to find someone to be gallery next time. That would be awesome.
Yeah, see.
And redo the restaurant stuff.
Long story short, I know a gallery.
Yeah.
Did not go.
Oh. And we knew a Naga, but her wig got befuddled.
Her things ended up getting stolen.
Yeah.
At the convention.
That was so bad for her.
Which, it does happen, and that's one of the absolutely terrible things that do happen at conventions. It does happen.
So wrong.
Things get stolen.
Mm.
Which is why, you know, it really makes it tough for cosplayers to want to bring their ultimate cosplays when you're worried about them getting damaged, stolen, you know, torn, whatever.
Right.
But hopefully she will get her things, you know, back together and we can do this again. Because I know the photographers that were trailing us really wanted to see Naga. In fact, some of them stuck around specifically to see her. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of creepy at first. Amber's giving me a look.
Did you have a favorite episode of ours for the last year, if you can remember that far?
Well, because we're going to make a little montage sequence to kind of throw up here for you guys. So I've been watching all the episodes, and I had a hard time picking one because we have so many unique things that I like in certain episodes. Like, even just your book reviews are really, really helpful, and how to put in a zipper. Like, the things that you did to put in a zipper, I've never thought about doing before. I'm just like, shove it through my machine and hope for the best.
I still do that to this day, too. I still use that technique.
And that's a really cool idea, and I would never have thought of that. But then there's certain things like our first After Dark episode. That was funny. Or like our favorite cosplay stories, or you know.
I think that one was my favorite episode, was the cosplay stories one. It was the most fun, and it had the most audience participation.
Yes.
Now, granted, the favorite one I did was the one on section staves.
Yes, thank you for that one, by the way. That's how I made my riddle
staff. That seems to be a very popular thing to do on, you know, on forums to ask, is how do you make a section staff to take to conventions? So that was the favorite one I did, but I liked the cost stories the best.
I still love that tutorial, too. I use it to make mine.
I'm glad you like it.
Hey, you know what? Award-winning staff right there. Using Amber's tutorial.
That is true. We both ended up winning awards in 2012. In fact, in the same convention. Which, Anime Fest, why aren't you answering your emails or your texts?
I posted them on Facebook. They still haven't responded. I think they've given up.
Yeah, I'm calling them out publicly. Anime Fest.
The F, man.
At least please communicate with people, because it's not just us trying to get a hold of you. There are quite a few people trying to get a hold of your staff for various reasons, not just cosplay, but even on the forums or for registration or anything like that. There are no forums on the Anime Fest website. They're down, just like ACONs. So there is no way to contact anybody. So I'm calling them out. Anime Fest, please get on the ball and at least answer people.
Fix your stuff.
Yeah, at the very least, just let us know what's going on, because we were winners in the cosplay contest, and we still haven't gotten our prizes or even notification of what the heck the prizes are supposed to be since September. It is now January 5th.
It's like that with the skit groups, too. I've talked to some of the skit groups. They haven't received squad.
Yeah, I mean, even if everything's going to be later, if we have to go drive up to the clubhouse to get them, that's fine. Please communicate with us on what's going on. It does not give good PR to a convention when for, you know, 3, 5, 6 months, your communications have gone completely dark. So please answer your emails.
I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. Which is sad.
No, but at least, you know, we've said something. Which is, I mean, not that we haven't said something in the past. But
we said a couple of things in the past.
After session,
yay! We're not there yet.
But at any rate, montage. Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Oh! Yay! All right.
ID Faith Holiday for cosplay.
And it's driving me absolutely bonkers as I'm sitting here trying to draft this pattern, and I have this nice clicky eraser that I keep having to use constantly as I keep drawing lines over and over and over again.
And all the mundane people just kind of look at you like, do they wear that every day? is their line of work? What sort of job do you do?
Like, crazy things happen.
Crazy things do happen.
Of the series Slayer's Tribe, Kimberly Reynolds.
Is this Creativity Award, and this goes to Amber Lee Reynolds.
Oh my God!
And I'm proud to present the Best in Show Award to the Chrono Cross Group.
And welcome to episode 23, the We Are Alive episode of CosPod, the podcast for all things CosPod.
Are we titling it that? Because that's pretty awesome.
We can.
Cool.
We can certainly title it the We're Still Alive. Oh, and that means we have to have the theme music.
Okay, yeah.
For the intro, where we normally have our music, we temporarily have that music instead. And we're back.
Montage.
It is a very catchy song. I
love that song.
But hopefully you guys enjoyed memories of our past experiences over the last year. So now that we've written off 2012, we are going into 2013.
Hooray!
And I know this is January 5th. We're a couple days after 2013 started, so of course we've already done the whole toasting thing and Happy New Year.
But
we're going places and being people and meeting people in 2013, so we will be all over the place as far as conventions and cosplay goes.
We're being people.
We're cosplaying people. That is being people.
I like this. Okay.
I didn't want to say becoming because it would be really, like,
kind of weird.
It would be really scary to become some of these people. Anyways.
I have to think here for a second. I'm trying to think of my list on my wall. I might be okay becoming Alan because he's pretty.
But at any rate, if you would like to see what conventions we will be at over the year, you can see it on our homepage, on our website, which is still cosquad.org. We have actually changed our website over to our new hosting server. Everything should be fixed now. Everything. All the episodes are there. The website's transferred over. All the encoding is done. Everything should be the exact same that it was. So if something is broken...
Please tell us. That happened last time. Nobody told us. We kind of had to figure it out.
Well, when I do the website, I do periodically check links to make sure everything is working, but I don't check every single little thing every single time. So it may be that I miss a letter and a copy paste. So, yeah, if there's something wrong, do let us know. Hopefully I fixed everything. I'm pretty sure I fixed everything.
I think you did.
But like I said, all of our conventions are on our webpage, and our first one is actually in just about 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yes.
It's 3 weeks. January 26th is Mini Acon up in Denton.
Which Amber's going to. Wait, I got to point properly. There we go.
Well, Amber's going to be doing filming there, probably meeting up with Radcast as well.
Right.
Since I have talked with them. But our first major convention, I believe, is AllCon, and that mm-hmm. is the second weekend in March.
March.
Because the first weekend, I'll be gone doing a symphony concert. Making money to pay for AllCon.
Yeah, there you go.
And speaking of, we will be contacting AllCon very shortly to try and get press passes so that we can actually properly
Yay!
Film things and get in to film things. But we will be at AllCon covering it, most definitely. And there will be several other cons that we have up on our website that we're going to. But if there are conventions that you would like to see us at, and they are somewhat local to our area, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arkansas, Louisiana, etc., do let us know. And if it can fit into our budget and our schedule, then we will seriously consider going.
And on the flip side, if you are going to a convention and you want to report for us, please let us know, because we have a couple of guidelines and rules. Mostly it's a keep it family friendly, but we would love to see more content from other conventions other than what Amber and I film. So,
yeah, unfortunately, we can't be everywhere at once.
Yeah. So this year we're going to be on the East and the West Coast, a.k.a. I am, but that'll give us some nice diversity.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you're at a convention and you see that we're also going to be at that convention, chat us up.
Please.
We really love talking to audience members, even if we do look kind of a little freaked out.
We're still not used to it.
We're still not used to audience members coming up to us and knowing who we are before we've introduced who we are.
Yeah.
Just because we're on the internet. So it's still kind of freaky and awesome in the same kind of way. When one of you comes up to us and says, "Hey, I love the show." And it's like
what?
You watch our show?
People watch us? What?
Yeah, so don't hesitate to come up and say hi. We seriously love to chat. For those who have come up to us and talked to us,
oh yeah,
they can vouch for the fact that we're pretty average cosplaying people.
Oh yeah,
we love to talk.
And
we'll
it's
talk shop
we
too. We'll talk shop too. If you want to know how we did something, we're more than willing to talk shop. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But that said, do you have any special points that you would like to discuss coming up for 2013? Teaching any panels, cosplaying anything awesome, entering any contests?
No contest this year. I've decided this year is going to be my no contest year. I want to take a break from it. I think it's way too stressful and takes up too much of my damn time. I just want to cosplay for the fun of it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I agree. There is nothing wrong with that.
But other than that, I know that we're both going to be looking over some of our tutorials and stuff and see what new things we can bring to you guys. So I've gotten a couple of requests on Facebook, so I'm trying to slowly update our lists and figure out new things that we can play around with. I know Amber's going to try to do more armoring stuff, because I want to know. I don't know squat about armor. I'm going to be doing some more, which is funny. Okay, I'm not doing any contests this year, but I'll be teaching a lot about contests and what to do with them and whatnot. So I'll have more of those tutorials up, too. So I think this year we're going to try to get a lot more tutorials in. That'll be good.
Meanwhile, Amber is the one doing the costume contest this year.
I ain't doing it. No, I'm done.
Last year was my first year realistically competing, so needless to say, I'm trying to hit my three.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really fantastic to win a prize at each of my home conventions, which are AllCon, ACon, and Anime Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So I've won at AllCon, I won at Anime Fest, and I'm pushing really hard to try and take something, even if it's just for best prop at Anime, at ACon.
ACon, yeah.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with that. Go for it.
I came so close to winning something for my bow last year. So close. And I was like, oh, I spent so much time on the bow, too.
And it knows.
It does, and it needs new EL wire, and I'm The stuff that I have is too thick. For those who don't know, EL wire is the wire that glows when you flip a switch on a battery.
Tron suit. That's all you need to know.
Pretty much. And if it's too thick, it doesn't take corners well. If you try and bend it really hard,
yeah,
it breaks inside, and then it stops lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
And the thicker it is, the harder it is to take corners.
Corners.
Because it's more stiff. And I use the thickest EL wire that they sell on the market right now with my bow in hopes of thinking, well, it's going to be sturdier, it will last longer.
No.
Yeah, no. The wire itself lasted a long time. The glowy thing, not so much.
Not so much.
It doesn't light up anymore. It has a lot of dead spots in it because it's too thick, because I wrapped it around, you know, it hit a lot of 90-degree angles. So I need to now get the thinnest wire that they sell, so that it's more flexible and will take corners better and it won't break, so it will light up. Plus, now they have the super bright.
Yes, they do.
They now have 20% brighter EL wire, which is even better when you're trying to make stuff light up. It's 20% cooler. Yes. Perfect segue. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
I nailed that.
That was good.
But anyways, well, I am making more light up props this year. In fact, I have two light-up props planned. I'm trying to figure out how to mechanize the other one. And I will probably do a tutorial on it as well as I'm doing it.
Good.
So I need to purchase more EL wire, LEDs, electronics. This is going to be my year of doing electronics.
Which is good.
Because basically this past year, 2012 was my armoring year. So I've gotten pretty darn good at making armor. So this year is going to be my electronics and movement. It's basically going to be my prop year,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better term. And slowly as I acquire more tools, I can make better stuff.
Just don't burn down your apartment.
No, I'm not going to burn down my apartment. Heaven knows, as cold as it's been, having a heat gun in here would be nice.
That's a good point.
So during the winter would be a great time to work on armor.
Stay nice and toasty warm.
Yeah. Are you teaching panels this year?
I am at ACon. I thought about doing it for AllCon, but I wasn't 100% certain. Cause, I mean, my first time there last year, so I was kind of, you know, I don't know if this is going to be appropriate here. Maybe I should do something else. I think maybe next year, if I could find something, maybe even like if I could do a leather working panel, because I'm getting really heavy into that lately with my Star Wars costumes. I think that would probably fit a lot better with AllCon than, say, like, ACon. So, maybe next year. But I'm only going to do one panel. It's going to be at ACon. It's going to be about Cosplay Runway again. But I'm tweaking it, so it's going to be a lot more audience interaction, and I'm going to want people to actually participate and actually perform runway walks and show them what the differences are, why this works, why that doesn't work, yada, yada, yada.
See, I'm teaching two at ACON.
Right.
Where the third is our podcast, which will also have tutorials in it.
We'll actually have a podcast panel.
Yeah,
yay!
We will have a podcast panel at ACON. We will actually have dedicated space at ACON.
Yay! Sorry about AFest, kids. That was just a big mess.
Well, theoretically, going to AFest is not assured for me this year. It's going to depend on a few things. But
I know
I may
I'm not
end
going.
Well, I know you're not going, and I may end up teaching panels there.
Oh, okay.
And just kind of laying off the cosplay for AFest. I may only have one costume for AFest.
Maybe take it easy.
Yeah. And just spend
time
doing filming and just kind of, hopefully if they've gotten things in gear, enjoy myself in
right.
the year that it used to have.
I know for me.
I liked that atmosphere.
Yeah, I did too, and just this past year really disappointed me that I was hoping so much, and I know people kept saying, oh, they're changing hotels, this is not going to be good, and I was like, just look at the positives, guys, you know it's AFest, you know they've got to come through with things, and that I think that's what I'm kind of doing with Dragon Con, is I'm going to keep it light on the costumes, and it's really going to be more about wandering around, and especially that atmosphere with having so many people there and high-quality costumes. I just want to watch them. I want to talk to them, film them. That's what my goal is for there.
Yep. So there will be quite a bit to see from us in 2013. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions from the audience, from those who watch us, do let us know. Hopefully you like the new video format we've been using with Google Hangouts.
I love Google.
Instead of Skype.
Oh my God, I love Google. Don't tell us you hate the Google Plus people, because I really don't want to switch.
They can tell us they hate it. It doesn't mean we're going to switch.
I am not switching. I love Google Plus.
But I know I've gotten a better internet connection.
Yes.
Since we've been recording. So I also got an HD webcam. So hopefully these changes that are gradually taking place are for the better. So, of course, audience is more than welcome to let us know what we're doing right and, of course, what we're doing wrong.
Yeah. So we want feedback. As long as you don't tell us, hey, you guys suck.
No, no, they can tell us that, too, if they really want to. Any feedback is better than no.
It doesn't have to be positive feedback, yes, but constructive criticism. There we go.
Yeah, that's more like it. All right, and we have a segment for today.
I have a segment. Yay! We're starting off the new year with a segment.
Introduce your segment.
Do I have to?
Your segment.
Title card here.
So I'm going to talk to you all about the cosplay portfolio. It's a great enhancement and extension of your costume for any time that you're entering into a cosplay contest, and it also helps out the judges to see more details about your costume outside of the little 3 to 5 minute window you have to actually describe things to them. It's a way of showing like inside seams, very detailed things you do to your costume that sometimes they don't get a chance to really take a close look at. And a portfolio can really make or break your costume when it comes to cosplay contests. Now, not all conventions require portfolios. I'm finding that as I'm attending more and more of them, that they are starting to, if not reference photos, then some form or fashion of, hey, give me a one-page sheet of what you did with your costume, you know, so-and-so. But it's not always a requirement. And I would actually encourage people to make a portfolio even if it's not required. Like I said, it really does help out the judges in the long run. It's something that they can take with them. They can read it after your presentation and be like, oh, well, this person also did such and such, but they didn't get a chance to explain it. Okay, like, gives them a couple more points. So it's something to really, really consider. And like I said, there are some contests and competitions that do require them, but they're not a necessity yet. I'm sure as the hobby continues to grow and more people start entering contests, they're going to require it more. And I know as I've judged a couple of contests, it's been incredibly helpful to have those little pieces of information there. So if After the stage contest, we can run back to the judging room and we have those portfolios in hand. We can quickly look through them again and be like, okay, this person did this, well, this person did this. And it's just incredibly helpful to have them. Now, there is no one particular format when it comes to making portfolios. And that's kind of the nice thing about them, is you can be very open and very creative with them. There are a couple of no-nos, of course. You can be way too wordy. You can also be incredibly vague, and that doesn't really help your cause. You also don't want to make it just a one-page sheet of nothing but text. No judge is going to read through that. We're going to immediately put it to the side and keep on moving. But there are a couple of things that you do want to have in your portfolio that can really help make it stand out from others. Multiple reference images is a big one. Particularly if you can get one with a character where you can get the front, the side, the back, even if you can get a top or a bottom shot. I know that's not always possible with animes and manga where you only get certain clips. Or in the case of, like, if you do a Sailor Scout outfit where their outfit changes color, like every other scene. I know this is, like, notorious with Jupiter and Sailor Mercury, where their colors are constantly changing, even though they're supposed to be just green and blue. Well, they're not really green and blue. They keep changing shades. But try your best to provide multiple reference pictures from multiple angles. And then try to copy those reference images as best as you can with your costume. That gets you a lot more points. Another thing that you should not do, and I said this before, is to not be too wordy. My golden rule is to try to limit it to 2 to 3 sentences for a paragraph and no more than 2 paragraphs on a page. Judges really prefer pictures over image over the text. Pictures over images. Pictures over the text. you know that phrase, a picture is worth 1,000 words? I mean, that really is the case. We can see and understand so much more from a picture than spending 3 to 4 minutes reading a couple of paragraphs. So pictures really are your best friend. The more you have them, the better. And, I mean, that's really it. That's the nice thing about portfolios, is that you can be really, really crazy with them, and judges will love them. I mean, it's simple as that. I've seen portfolios where people have made picture collages that lasted 4 or 5 pages, and as you turn the page, it would unfold into more and more pictures. I've seen pop-up storybooks. I've actually made my own little children's story out of one of my portfolios. I've seen some groups who made their portfolio out of all of the receipts from their purchases at Joann's and Hobby Lobby, and then they put their photograph evidence on top of it. It was just really weird but kind of cool at the same time. So, I mean, there are no limits to how you want to make your portfolio. It's really up to you and how you want to do it. So now it's a matter of how do you make your portfolio? Well, the important thing is to document everything that you do. Now, you don't have to go completely OCD and save all your receipts. It's fine. You definitely don't have to do that. It helps, but you don't have to. I'm mostly referring to photographic evidence. As you're working on your project, take pictures, which is really difficult to do when you're first starting these out. You kind of forget after time, you know, okay, I have to sit and take a photo here as I'm doing this or as I'm doing that. You get more accustomed to it over time, but you really need to just get into the habit of stopping to take a photo as you're doing something, probably once every hour, once every 2 hours, nothing crazy. I say the more photos that you have, the better, because it makes it easier for you to create your portfolio. You have much more photos to choose from. You know, instead of 5 months down the road when you're putting everything together and you realize, oh man, I should have taken a photo of myself painting this, but now I don't have it. It's better to have too many photos than too few photos to put together. And then I would also think about the length that you want your portfolio to be. If the convention doesn't have any specifications, I would say don't go longer than 6 or 7 pages. Judges want something that's quick and easy to read, and if it's too wordy or too lengthy, they're only going to see the 1st or 2nd page and then push it aside. So don't go too crazy with it. And this is also why photos come in handy. Photos take up a lot of space, they say it and convey so much about your costume, forcing you to use less words and see, forms follow function. Yay! Let me actually show you guys a couple of examples online. As you can kind of see here, I mean, it's a pretty thin portfolio. I don't need to use anything fancy. If you want to use a giant three-ring binder, go right ahead. I personally think that the bigger and heftier it is, less likely judges are going to be able to pick it up and want to quickly flip through it. Whereas something like this, because it's so tiny and quick and easy, they're more likely to pick it up and so on and so forth. Now, I have heard from judges before the opposite effect, where they like the giant three-ring binders because they're more likely to gravitate toward it. But I know for me personally, when I'm picking everything up and then taking it back to the judges' rooms, a three-ring binder is just one more thing, and it's kind of a pain in the butt. And I have to get a staff member to do it, and I feel bad making them carry more stuff than necessary. So there you go. So there you can kind of see one of the examples. And then as you open it up more and more, you get to see some of the photos. And you can kind of see here, I really only focus on like two sentences at a time. I try to add photo progress more than anything. And I just keep the details very, very simple. Another thing you may want to consider, and I've been doing this more and more, is to take photos of yourself in the costume and add it to your portfolio. Because it's a nice way to remind the judges, hey, this is who I look like. And it gives them a better sense of the detail that you went through it. So this is probably one of my more typical portfolios. Like I said, very simple, easy, to the point. You get all the inside seams, you get all the little crevices, and this one in particular, you get to see the inside of the weapon that I made. And then you have cases like this one, which I would totally never recommend you ever make a portfolio like this. This is one of those situations where I had to make it like this. This was part of the contest rules. So I had to make it really wordy and then show them all the new techniques that I learned. Like for this particular costume, I learned a brand new technique that I just kind of made up on my own. And so I've provided a link to it and everything. But yeah, usually I'll have a lot of pictures like this. But no. In this particular one, I had to be really wordy. I don't really like this portfolio very much. But sometimes you have to kind of bite the bullet and do it. So there you go. It's too many words. And then you have something fun like this. This one was for my knight's costume, which it was a jester. And so I kind of wanted to make it into a children's story and make it fun and fantasy-filled. So I used like thicker cardstock. I used colorful paper. I tried to make the images, at least the images that I chose for this, the brightest and the colorful ones that I could. And the few little bits of text that I have on here actually read like a children's story. So like things rhyme and, you know, I tried to be cutesy with it. Things are tilted at fun angles. And all that business. So, I mean, there are multiple ways that you can make a portfolio. You don't have to follow any one rule. It really is just about is keeping things simple, using lots of pictures, trying to reduce your text. And like I said, no more than 2 to 3 sentences for a paragraph. Any more than that, and you need to put it into your presentation. This needs to be quick, simple, and easy to read. Another thing that I would recommend is having a summary page. In this case, I have it on the back. You can see it here. On this portfolio, I have it on the front. And basically, the summary page is your name, who the character is. Usually, I like to put character reference images on it, so from multiple angles, too. Hey. Some important notes about the costume, things that you think stand out and make it very unique. As well as new techniques you may have done with it. And then I always like to put a character summary on here as to why I chose this particular costume. Certain things about the costume that I love, certain things about the character that I love, and so on and so forth. And you'll be able to see up on your screen now my Riddell cosplay, which is incredibly picture-heavy. That one I went with more of the photo collage feel. When it comes to the binders, you don't have to get anything big or fancy unless you really want to. It's your money, your call. For something like this, where it has the plasticky front and the cheap cardstock back. I think I got like 5 of these for a buck on sale during like the back to school season. The same thing with something like this, which is just a simple bratted pronged pocket folder. I mean, you don't have to go anything too crazy. I got 10 of these for a dollar. And this will last me at least 2 years with the amount of time I'm reusing them and the ones that I do hand over to judges. So, I mean, you don't have to go crazy. If you want to get something nice and fancy like this, this is one where you don't actually have to punch the holes. It all slides together. And it holds your papers very nicely. These cost like $2 for one. For something that I may never see again, I'm not willing to spend that kind of money. But a 10-cent folder, I don't have a problem throwing out. But like I said, it's your call on how you want to do it. What I would strongly recommend, do not put your portfolio on your phone, on your tablet, or on your computer to show to the judges. Because you're not going to leave your phone or your tablet or your computer with the judges. As soon as you leave that room, you're going to want to take that with you. Thus defeating the entire purpose of the portfolio. The portfolio needs to be there in your absence to act as your assistant. It is there to help the judges make their decision. And if you take it out of the room with you, then how are they going to know? How are they going to get a chance to look at the little details of your costume when you're not in the room and they're needing to make their decision? The other thing is that those technological items, they don't always show the true color of the image. If your settings are just slightly off, and they can even alter from each piece. Like, you know, your tablet may show one thing, and then your computer may show it as a different color, and your phone may show it as a completely different color after that. And it won't reflect correctly on your costume. The best way to ensure the true color of your outfit and of the character is to print it out. I know it sucks. I am all for saving trees, and I am all for recycling and for not wasting paper. However, it's only 6 or 7 sheets of paper. Just suck it up and do it. It'll make you look better in the long run. It'll make sure that your costume looks better in the long run. So there you go. Everything that you need to know about portfolios. And if you guys ever have any questions, you are more than welcome to contact us at Cosplay, because I'm more than happy to give out as much information as I can. I would love to see more portfolios in the future, and I hope that it becomes a convention staple.
And we're back.
Wow. Okay.
It was a lovely segment.
We are such goobers. I again, she rolls her eyes at me.
It's kind of assumed that we're goobers. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this.
We're goobers. We're dorks. We're geeks.
At any rate, we will have some more segments for you for our next episode, for our second episode of the new season of CosPod. We will be having a roundtable on, I believe it's January 19th.
19th. You're right.
At 5 p.m.
Central
time, which I believe right now we're Central Standard Time. So if you would like to join us, we do tend to have these on either Google Hangouts or Skype. We will decide which one we're doing depending on who is joining us. We would love to have audience members join, so just contact us, podcast@cosplay.org, and we will let you know the details.
I'm also going to post up on Facebook, probably our DeviantArt as well. I'm sure we'll probably put it on the website too, what the topic is, and some sample questions.
Yep. And I believe the limit on people we have is 8.
Yes. So the more the merrier. Squish them in.
Yes, please. And it's always, it's always a lot of fun too, if you've seen our previous roundtables. It's fun.
I miss our roundtables. I hope we have more this year.
It's always fun to talk cosplay with cosplayers.
Yeah, because not that I think you're boring or anything, but I'm sure after a while people are like, it's just the two of you people. What's up? It's got to be others.
Yeah, plus there's only so much zaniness they can take. But at any rate, speaking of special things, we have a contest. This has not been announced yet. This is kind of improvisational. We're winging it.
Spur of the moment.
Yes, spur of the moment contest.
You're welcome.
We're not. This is not on Facebook this time. This is going to be on iTunes, but it's the same sort of thing. What we would like you to do is go on iTunes and write us a review, and kindly rate us if you would. We're not requiring that you give us 5 stars. We're not requiring that the review be, you know, mind-blowingly positive. You can be honest on it. We're not going to penalize you for that. But we would like you to go and write a review on iTunes and rate us, and you will be entered in a drawing for one of these 2 soundtracks.
Shiny!
Soundtrack to Tales of Destiny and the soundtrack to Fushigi Yugi. You will have your choice. I will give away both of these, so we will pick 2 winners, and I will ship them out myself. So these will be free for you.
Yay!
Not for me, but it will be free for you, and all you have to do is go to iTunes and write a review and rate us.
That's all.
That's it. That's all you have to do. Preferably, let us know that you have written a review and rated us. Just shoot us an email and say, hi, I did it.
Or you can even poke us on Facebook, just so that we can be like, oh, okay, it's so-and-so did it, so we can add your name to the pile.
Right, because while we do check iTunes, we may not always catch when somebody writes a new review or does a new rating, especially internationally, since iTunes has different pages for that.
Right.
So it's much more, you'll have a better chance of winning if you let us know. And our email is working. Our email server is working. It is working because I tested it this morning when I did the transfer. So
someone pointed
work.
That out to us on Facebook, and I was like, oh, crap, right, server removed. That's not good.
Yeah, I already took care of it. Everything's working. So
yay.
It's all good. Yay. I wish I could do that thing where they go.
You're kind of getting it. Now we're in the groove.
I'm not very good at it. It's, again, the whole goober thing. I'm not very good at it.
Or, you know, do the Night at the Roxbury head bob. And we play the GIF over and over and over.
Yes, but other than that, we will have, hopefully, a product review for you next episode, as well as the round table. And we will very shortly have footage from Mini Akon. So there will be all sorts of things to look forward to in episode 28.
Lots of goodies.
Yep. So with that, we will see you guys on the flip side.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.